Pardiletto for kicks. Okay? One question that it, of course, brings up is, you can read a book in lots of different ways. Is that the way that this particular book ought to be read? It's as though they only took the parts that had been dog-eared, okay, because they knew they were the good ones, and they started reading those. It's pretty clear, in other words, they were not looking at it in terms of the moral import of the story. If you read deeply, it says, this is something for you not to imitate, because this is what tells you how the Arthurian world came tumbling down. But she says, we're reading it for kicks, and of course she's also saying, we were alone, innocent of suspicion. She sets up the circumstances in such a way, we sometimes use the analogy that it would be like saying, well, we're alone and there's no sense of suspicion, but let's go up to the waterbed, hunker down on it, and put in some nice R-rated softcore porn and see what happens. And then you're very surprised. I didn't expect that. My goodness. Again, there's this sort of sense of self-deception and sense of deceiving Dante. And at this point, having just recently emerged from the dark wood of error, Dante's willing to buy it.
And what we're told is, as they read on, they began to blush a little bit. One, as the story rolled on, and after blushing, well, what's next? A good old smacker. They began to kiss, and things just sort of, how do we say this, kept happening from that. And as she describes sort of the end of the day's reading, she accuses the book that they're reading of being a pimp. Okay? It is this book that was the pimp. It's, in other words, she started out blaming love. Now, as we get close to the end, she's also blaming the book. The book did this. The book sort of made us do it. The book brought us together.
Yeah, there's if this were in the English tradition, the most famous story of a go-between is the story of Troilus and Cressida, where the go-between is a guy named Pandarus, from which we get the word pander. In the Arthurian version, the guy who is the go-between is a Galahote. So basically what she's saying is the pimp, the go-between, was the book itself. Having blamed love, she now says, the book made us do it. Has nothing to do with the way they read the book. It has nothing to do with the fact that, we were alone without suspicion. Not at all. All of a sudden, this book tricked us. This book seduced us. This book made us do something that we had absolutely no desire to do at all. Right.
And her last words, her very last words, after she's been building up to this is, that day, we read no further. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of ways in which that is true. A, obviously they took a tumble together. B, while they were tumbling, her husband, his brother, came in and murdered them. So obviously, in a couple ways, literally, it's true that day we read no further. But in fact, her last line is a quotation from the eighth book of Augustine's Confessions.
Turns out that Augustine, who spends his whole life, of course, learning how to read a book, that's what the Confessions is all about, and who comes to the conclusion that the way you read a book and the way you live your life can't be separated in a meaningful way, Augustine comes to the moment where, for him, it's sort of time to put up or shut up. He has come to accept intellectually the ideas of Christianity, but he hasn't been able to make that step where his will says, yes, I really am a Christian now. I think it's the right thing to do, but I haven't done it yet. Well, what happens is that he's in a garden and he hears a voice, and the voice says, take it and read it, take it and read it, take it and read it. And so he goes and picks up the first book that he finds, which turns out to be Scripture, Paul's epistles. He looks at it, he reads it, he closes it, and he says, that day I read no further, nor was there need to. For him, it means that the moment of conversion, the moment that he turns his will against himself and toward God, was complete. Well, what Dante, the poet, of course, is doing is taking that and making it a kind of meaningful typological relationship to that moment here in the Commedia, because what he's trying to do is say, this too was a meaningful turning of the will. Turns out to be in exactly the opposite direction, towards the self. But by using Augustine there, all of a sudden the concerns of the Confessions find their way into Inferno 5 in such a way that we are told, in effect, that all of her desires to put this off on somebody or something else is a delusion, because at a certain moment, the